Good morning. This is Scott Woodard from the Oakland Church of Christ. This morning's message is about the old man and the new man. In Romans 6, 3-5, Paul says, "Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism unto death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection." In Colossians 2:12, the scriptures say that we are buried with Christ in baptism. So as we begin chapter 3 of Colossians, the Apostle Paul addresses those that have been raised up with Christ, those that are Christians. "Therefore, if you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. Therefore, consider the members of your earthly body as dead to immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and greed, which amounts to idolatry. For it is because of these things that the wrath of God will come upon the sons of disobedience. And in them you also once walked, when you were living in them. But now you also put them all aside: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and abusive speech from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you laid aside the old self with its evil practices, and have put on the new self, who is being renewed to a true knowledge according to the image of the one who created him. A renewal in which there is no distinction between Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, and free man, but Christ is all and in all. So as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving each other. Whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you. Beyond all these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity." So we see that we are to seek the things that are above. We are to set our minds on things above, not on things of this earth. It's because of the things that are evil that the wrath of God will come. So we are to put away evil deeds, and we are to be renewed to the image of the one who created us. In Romans 12, in verse 2, Paul says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect." In 1 John 2:15 through 17, John says, "Do not love the world nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the boastful pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. The world is passing away, and also its lust, but the one who does the will of God lives forever." There is a big difference between the old man of the world and the new man of God. Which are you? Have you put away the old man? If not, you need to get into Christ and enjoy the wonderful blessings of being a Christian. We invite you to come and worship with us at Oakland Church of Christ on the west side of Athens, Alabama. We are located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, just off of New Cut Road. Our times of service are Sunday morning Bible study at 9:30 a.m. with Bible classes for all ages, and worship service at 10:20. We meet again on Sunday afternoon at 5 p.m. and on Wednesday at 7 p.m. for Bible study. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day, and God bless.